I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 33 people, including 12 children, have died of starvation in the territory over the past 2 days. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinians said he'd had reports of staff, doctors and journalists fainting from hunger and exhaustion. Philippe Lazzarini described the controversial US and Israeli-backed aid distribution system in Gaza as a sadistic death trap following the killing of hundreds of people seeking aid. One man told the BBC of his attempts to access aid.
I'd never been to a food distribution centre before, but hunger forced me to go. I went there hoping to receive some aid like everyone else. I've been out of work for over a month, and prices are unimaginably high. So I went to the distribution centre in Netzarim, but then Israeli drones began firing at us indiscriminately. I was shot in the hand, the bones were shattered and separated.
The Israeli military's intense air and ground offensive is continuing in Gaza's central city of Deir al-Balah, an area previously spared large-scale destruction during the war. The territory's civil defence agency says at least 2 people have been killed there on Tuesday, along with 13 others near Gaza City. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams has more details.
This was always going to happen because it's the place in the middle that has been relatively untouched. It is where an awful lot of people have sought refuge. It is where Hamas may have sought refuge. It may be where hostages are being held. So there are multiple reasons why the Israelis will want to go and do there what they have done elsewhere, with all the terrifying possibilities and prospects that raises.
Amnesty International has called for Israel's deadly strike on an Iranian prison last month to be investigated as a war crime. Iranian authorities say 79 people were killed in Evin prison, which rights groups say holds political prisoners and foreign nationals. Amnesty insists that the strike appeared to have no legal military objective and was a violation of international law. The estate of Mike Lynch, the tech tycoon whose yacht sank last year, is facing potential bankruptcy following a court case in London. A judge has ruled that Mr. Lynch's company was deliberately overvalued when he sold it to Hewlett-Packard, as our Europe Regional editor Paul Moss explains.
It's nearly a year since Mike Lynch drowned in an accident which also killed his teenage daughter and 5 others. He'd set sail to celebrate being acquitted in a fraud case involving Hewlett-Packard, but the company continued to pursue him with a civil action. They argued Mr. Lynch had misrepresented his business when he sold it to them for nearly $12 billion. A judge has now agreed, and although he rejected the full amount Hewlett-Packard claimed, the Lynch estate could still be forced to pay them hundreds of millions of dollars.
BBC News. The United States has announced that it's pulling out of UNESCO, the United Nations Culture and Education Agency. It's best known for listing World Heritage Sites. The State Department in Washington accused the organization of biased against Israel and promoting divisive social and cultural causes. The decision will take effect at the end of next year. At a collapsed gold mine in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, people are using their hands and basic tools to try to reach victims trapped underground. There are reports that around 12 bodies have been recovered, but it's unclear how many miners are missing. Several shafts at the Lomera gold mine caved in on Sunday. The area is controlled by Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. Kosovo's acting prime minister has advised citizens to avoid travelling to Serbia. Tensions between the two countries have worsened since a Serbian official was arrested in Kosovo. Guy Delaunay reports.
Kosovo's acting Prime Minister Albin Kurti claims Kosovo citizens could face provocations and arbitrary bans if they enter Serbia. He's accusing Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić of making public threats in conflict-inciting tones. But Serbia blames Kosovo for the latest spike in tensions. President Vučić says its detention of a Serbian government official is an act of terror and accuses Mr. Kurti of completely losing his mind. Kosovo police arrested Igor Popovic after a speech in which he called the Kosovo Liberation Army terrorists. He's accused of inciting discord and intolerance.
Coca-Cola has confirmed it will launch a version of its eponymous soft drink made with cane sugar in the United States later this year. Last week, President Trump said the firm had agreed to make the change, which he described as a very good move. The company has used high fructose corn syrup to sweeten Coke for the US market since the 1980s. BBC News.